And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart. And he was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Eli, as talking with him. And while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice came out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Listen, Jesus is instructing you. I am your Savior and the Savior of this world. I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And I will lead you to your home in heaven. I am your resurrection and your light. As you come now to believe in me, you will see that you can never die. Come and follow me, and we will leave this world forever. Let the dead bury the dead. Remember, the kingdom of God is in you and with you forever. You are the light of the world with me. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Certainly, as a son of man, you know you must be born again, or you cannot see the reality of your saviorship. Truly, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Remember, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Our kingdom is not of this world, yet the kingdom of God is with us and is what we are together. We are from heaven, and no man has ascended up to heaven but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. You are one self with me. We are not separate. We are eternal life. We are one self together in the eternal being of our Creator. I am your heavenly counselor. Call on me. Use me. I will stay with you until your resurrection is complete. The light of the body is the eye, and as your eye becomes single, your whole body shall be full of light. But if your eyes see evil, your whole body will be full of darkness. So if the light that is in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? Listen, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. You must make up your mind. God does not judge. God does not judge. He has committed all judgment unto the Son. For as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself. And has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. All power is given unto you on earth and in heaven. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. I have given you the keys to the kingdom. They are in your mind and in your heart. There is no death. The Son of God is free. It is best that you judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with what measure you met, it shall be measured to you again. Listen, whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You have heard it has been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I say to you that you resist not evil. But whosoever shall smite you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. You have heard it has been said, you should love your neighbor and hate your enemy. I say to you, love your enemies and bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you and pray for those which despitefully use you and persecute you. Blessed are you for being merciful, for you shall obtain mercy. Blessed are you who are pure in heart, for you shall see God. This is the first and great commandment, that you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And the second is like unto it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Be you therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. You are and will always be as you were created. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I have prepared a place for you. I have come again and received you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know very well. Truly I say unto you, you have come to believe on me and the works that I do, and now greater works than these shall you do, because we go unto our Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Go ahead and ask anything in my name, and I'll do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. I have prayed the Father, and he has given you another Comforter who abides with you forever. He is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. You have ears to hear, hear this. It is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to the world it is not given. You now understand with your hearts and are converted, and I have healed you. Many prophets and righteous men have desired to see these things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear these things which you hear and have not heard them. What you fear is nothing. There is nothing to fear. There is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak you in light. And what you hear in the ear, that preach you upon the housetops. Yet a little while and the world will see you no more, but I will see you. And because I live, you shall live also. Now you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Since you have loved me and kept my words, my Father will love you, and we will come unto you and make our abode with you. Now that you abide in me, my words abide in you. Ask what you will, and it shall be given unto you. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue you in my love. You have kept my commandments. You shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would have loved his own. But I have chosen you because you are not of this world. Therefore, the world hates you. My way is not hard, but it is different. Come unto me if you labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It's time for you to join with me to heal the sick and raise the dead. And now we will enter the kingdom of heaven together. Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you, as you have given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I came not to save the world, but to claim my own as yours. I have called, and they have answered. And now I come to you, Father, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from evil. Certainly they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is true. As you have sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth and know that we are one. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are one in me, and I in you, that they may also be one in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them as you loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world have not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you have sent me, and I have declared unto them your name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith you have loved me may be in them, and I in them, even unto the end of this world, and for all eternity.